This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
And Jacob!
Educated educators talking education.
Woo! Man, good morning, Monday morning homeroom listeners. And for those of you who are catching it whenever you can, whether it's in the evening or afternoon, welcome to Busted Pencils. Yes, it is that fully leaded education talk with Tim, Johnny, and Jacob that we put in there. So, Jacob, man, we're so glad that you were able to get the big voice to squeeze you in there.
Well, we talked about it on the Saturday show this weekend. You said, you know, I gotta put myself back in there. So I worked it in as elegantly as I could. It's almost imperceptible to most people.
Yeah, that was smooth. You know what, though? Let's jump right into it because, Johnny, you got me freaked out last week, and I had to actually go out and, you know, look at it myself to really believe you. Because I was like, no way. And because what July 10th, right, you know, we're recording the show. This would have been like a few days back, like July 6th. We're getting ready to do the show. You know, we're kind of behind the scenes, me, you, and Jacob, just kind of chatting a little bit about it. And you're like, oh, man, I saw it. I'm like, oh, geez, what the heck did you see? And, you know, really thinking, and this is more frightening. Back to school sales? July? Not even after the first week? Johnny Lupinacci, the teachers out there listening are going, wait, what? Or they've already seen it. What's this all? I mean, really? Back to school? And you know what, listener? Yeah, I went out to my local Walmart and back to school. And on top of that, scarecrows, Halloween costumes, all ready to go for sale right now. Kind of just saying, hey, summer's over, losers. Get ready, man. Back to school. Johnny
Mutinacci.
Hey, yeah, you know, man, this is a thing. It's crept up every year. It's like, and I'll be honest, this started, you know, almost, for me, I recognized, I noticed it about 3 weeks ago.
Oh!
You know, it starts creeping in. They start setting up the, you know, back to school sections, wherever it is you go to get school supplies, and the sales start. There's like weekly sales. You know, what's available for 50 cents. You buy these pencils, you buy these notebooks. You know, a couple of things pop out. One, yeah, I'm close to my 1 month from being back to school countdown. So, you know, I'm mid-summer. That 2 months I have in summer, 2.5 months, I'm midway there right now. So I'm not hating it as much as I was cringing, you know, 3 weeks ago when I saw it. I was like, not yet. Because to me, Tim, it's so important that we recharge in the summer. It's not that as teachers we're not working, but it's a different grind. You know, it's one where we're not on that daily, you know, 7 a.m. if you're even lucky. Most of the time, you know, everywhere I taught, I was headed off to my class much earlier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 0 hours and things like that, and making sure your classroom's ready and that you're wide awake when the kids start showing up. And so, you know, the grind during the school year is a marathon. It, you know, it is several months of, you know, long days. You don't get the ability to, you know, just take an afternoon, an early day, and, you know, go to the doctor's office, do those kinds of things, go to a bank on a weekday. You know, you, like teachers all know, if you're part of a teacher's credit union, it's like a Saturday morning bank that you're most familiar with. I guess online banking and all those technologies now help shift that. But you know, we're in the off season. Most of us teachers, if we're not in a year-round program, we're in the off season, and it's important to recharge. So I try and hold on to as much of that as possible. The other aspect about that, Tim, that always, you know, puts a lump in my throat because, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And, you know, especially we talk about being blue collar scholars. We knew what it was like to go to school and have, you know, have hopefully a good education, but, you know, not at a large cost to our families, to our parents. I mean, And even the amount they had to spend on things like supplies, you know, was a lot for them. But I think about the cost that we've defunded schools to the point where the necessities, the things kids need to function in classrooms aren't provided. You know, that's out, so it's put onto the, you know, to the responsibility of families and communities. And so, you know, part of me always is reminded that, like, without these sales and without this, like, early release of things, like, you know, it's hard for a lot of families to, you know, go out and spend $300, $400, $500 the week before school. So these early sales make a huge difference, helps spread it out over paychecks, right? Helps plan for the fall, helps stockpile things like pencils and notebooks. So that always puts a lump in my throat, reminding us that, like, hey, there's a lot of hidden costs in going to school at any age. And, you know, it's always an unwelcomed reminder that we've only been out of school for like a week and the back to school sales have already started. You know, so that always, I always kind of cringe at that. And I'm reminded when I was a classroom teacher, you know, I'm a professor now, and it's much, you know, much less my responsibility as it is the students that come to my classroom to have materials like notebooks and things like that. But Tim, remember as a teacher having to stockpile that stuff because you knew inevitably kids in your classroom were going to need markers. Kids in your classroom were going to need crayons. Kids in your classroom were going to need a pencil. Right. You can't just say, make sure you bring your pencils, and then someone doesn't have a pencil. Well,
right,
then they're not able to do the activity or do the learning that they need to be doing. So it also reminds me of how much teachers spend, right, on school supplies, which is another thing that get my a lump in my throat about. I remember when those sales would happen, like notebooks for under a dollar, 80 cent notebooks. Well, let's go. I'm going to buy, you know, 100 of these. So that I have them for my classroom this year, because inevitably, even though like my students may have notebooks, they don't have graph paper, right? As a math teacher, or they don't have sharp pencils, right? They don't have the tools I would call tools of the trade. So whose responsibility was that? Well, you might think it's my school district's or my school's responsibility, but oftentimes that is the teacher. The teacher is getting decorations for their classroom, extra supplies, making sure that their learning environment is stocked and ready to go, that they have, you know, tissues in the classroom, Clorox wipes. Even if the school does a drive at the beginning of the year, you remember those lists?
Oh,
I haven't seen any of those lists up yet. I haven't seen those lists pinned up yet, but I know they're out there.
No, but, you know, I have, though, John. Actually, in fact, I saw somebody put out, you know, sign of the times, but a teacher's Amazon wish list.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is right now, them saying, and what you point out there, and in fact, I would challenge the listener right now on this Monday morning homeroom episode, you know, go out and do a search, you know, look for teachers, you know, the Amazon wish lists, they're out there, and you can see when you look at it, it's like, oh, they must be wanting, you know, the latest computers and stuff. No, guess what this teacher had? Like, you had notebooks, pencils, you know, crayons, different types of paper, all of that. That's a teacher's wish list. That to me is frightening, but you know what? But comes back, though, you know, it's a Monday morning. We don't want to overwhelm everybody. I just think, though, the back to school, Johnny, where you first kind of put it in, which is, do we have to do that when the reality is that we do need that disconnected time?
Yeah.
We need to intentionally grab that break and use it. It just reminds me of Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna about regulating our emotions and our systems, and how much the system itself kind of throws us into dysregulation. And here is something that we know causes that dysregulation. We don't need it. You know, you don't need to be putting that there. And I would like to just tell everybody out there listening to Homeroom right now, you still got time. Take a break. Take some time. Enjoy the summer. You know what? Back to school. Hey, take it as just one more day. And you know what? I would say enjoy the rest of this summer as much as you've got. Fuel back up. Get ready. But try it even this different this year. Don't imagine day one back to school as, oh my God, I'm back in that anxiety-provoking situation. Take care of yourself every day from now on. Let's talk about this. Let's make, if they're going to force us, quote, back to school with all of the signs, let's say, great, can't wait to go back to school. That just means I get to continue to do what I love, which is working with children, families, and communities, and I get to stay regulated this year because that's what we're talking about. So, Johnny, back to school episode, homeroom, but you know what it means now? It's time for your moment of zen. Patriotism doesn't mean support of government. Patriotism means support of the principles it's supposed to stand for.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's Homeroom Podcast. And if you want to grab more Busted Pencils podcasts, just go on over to Apple, Spotify, or you can always get more of our podcasts at civicmedia.com or on our website, bustedpencils.com. And remember, pencil busters, you can always find great Busted Pencils content like today's show every Monday for homerooms, Wednesdays for class and session, and on Fridays for producer Jacob's Choice. And of course, you can always tune in next Saturday and listen to the Busted Pencils weekend broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media networks for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep Busted Pencils.